Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Once again, the Bays team is the best team, the Golden State Warriors.
All season long, strength in numbers.
Welcome into a new episode of Strength in Numbers. I'm Brandon Cadiz. You can follow our Twitter on Dubs_strength. Follow me, your host, Brandon Cadiz, on Twitter at HiBrandFlakes. We have a lot to talk about today, Warriors related. We have updates on Draymond Green's ankle injury, as well as the Warriors roster looking very well meshing together with CP3, the emergence of Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski, as we discussed last episode, and a Steph Curry buzzer beater to send Sacramento home once again. Plenty of news to cover for the Warriors this week, but we'll start it off with some major news this morning. 19 years, 19 seasons in the NBA, and Andre Iguodala has called it a career. Man, what a career for Andre Iguodala, the 2015 Finals MVP. Of course, Andre Iguodala been on the roster for all of the championships in this dynasty for the Warriors from 15, 17, 18, and of course the championship year in 2022. Andre Iguodala, we got to throw it back to the 2015 final season where they took on the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Warriors were down 2-1 in the series, coming off a 96-91 loss against the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland, Ohio. The Warriors then play Game 4, and here comes Steve Kerr. He inserts Andre Iguodala into the starting lineup, and an explosion for the entire Warriors Finals, the start of the dynasty. This is where Golden State really came into fruition. We saw the death lineup here. Andre Iguodala, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Harrison Barnes, Andrew Bogut, and in his first game starting in an NBA Finals game, Andre Iguodala goes 22 points, 8 rebounds in that contest, 8 of 15 from the field, 4 of 9 from beyond the arc, and he was just a force to be reckoned with guarding Andre Iguodala. Guarding LeBron James. We remember the narrative of this entire 15 Finals series that Stephen Curry was getting cooked early on by St. Mary's legend, an alumni, of course, from my school in St. Mary's, Matthew Dellavedova. But that was all put to stop when Andre Iguodala came in, shut down LeBron James, was amazing on both ends of the floor, and that's when the Golden State Warriors really employed this short lineup with Draymond Green in there, you know, taking Andrew Bogut out, really going small and finding a way for the Warriors to win against this Cavaliers team that was pretty big up in the front court, right? Tristan Thompson, LeBron James, how can you forget Kevin Love as well? This Warriors team really changed course, and of course the Finals MVP for Andre Iguodala in the closeout Game 6 in Cleveland, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He finished the Finals MVP in 2015 going 16.3 points, 5.8 rebounds, 4 assists, 52% shooting from the field, a 40% three-point percentage, and hey, he also had 1.3 steals, averaging 37 minutes in the NBA Finals. Andre Iguodala, hell of a career. Hope you're golfing. Hope you're having fun. And happy retirement. I'm sure you will still be involved with the Golden State Warriors somehow, like all of these retired legends always do. David West, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, congrats on retirement. You will forever be a legend here with the Golden State Warriors. And on the other side of this, when we talk about our sponsors here, we'll see if Warriors fans agree that Andre Iguodala should have a statue outside of Chase Center. Tweet us at @Dubs_strength and tell us if Andre Iguodala is deserving of a statue at Chase Center. But first, we have to talk about our sponsors, as we do every single week, a sponsor of our show, Bet Online. It's a Texas showdown in the postseason, and Bet Online is your number one source for all your baseball wagering info, with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals for the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. We have everything you need to stay up to speed on each league championship series, all the way through the World Series. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Don't forget to use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. And Joe Lacob, owner of the Golden State Warriors, has come out and said that they look forward to eventually raising the number 9 banner up in the rafters at Chase Center. So we expect a Kevin Durant jersey to be retired. We remember that having the talk that Kevin Durant's jersey will be retired sometime in Chase Center. We'll have an Andre Iguodala jersey retired up there. So 9-35 is what we can expect, at least. But the statue, is Andre Iguodala a statue-deserving player for the Warriors? Really effective in that 15 season. We remember what he did in the finals runs too, 17, 18, and of course 22, as I've mentioned. But he really had that impact there in that first year of the finals run. If you were to ask me, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, they'll have their statues, but you need to add Andre Iguodala there. He was a key factor in that first win. He, of course, was the first ever finals MVP under the Joe Lacob team, the Joe Lacob core of these starters. And hey, maybe you'll have a statue eventually of all four in a row, but I believe that they're going to have individual statues throughout Chase Center, maybe one at each entrance, right? Maybe you have a Steph one, a Klay, a Draymond, and then you have an Iguodala one at each of the entrances, and then maybe you have one whole one where the core four are there. Of course, we'll take into consideration, we'll talk about it at a later podcast, if we believe Kevin Durant should have his statue outside of Chase Center for what he did in 17 and 18 NBA Finals, where he hit basically two dagger threes in front of LeBron James to put the series away. But today is all about Andre Iguodala. Once again, Warriors fans, tweet us, Dub Nation, @Dubs_strength or directly at @HighBrandFlakes, Brandon Cadiz, and tell me if you believe Andre Iguodala is a statue-deserving player outside of Chase Center. More news out of Warriors camp. Draymond Green is not expected to play in tonight's matchup against the San Antonio Spurs. We've been told that last week even, that he would not see any preseason time due to that left ankle injury. But some good news on the injury front there. Steve Kerr went on the Bay Area's 95.7 The Game and said that Draymond Green would be questionable for opening night, as well as a new report. Draymond Green has had some light workouts, individual workouts, trying to ramp up and hopefully come into play on Tuesday as they take on the Phoenix Suns on opening night. Again, fans will be able to see Kevin Durant for the first time in Chase Center with fans, multiple seasons with no fans due to the COVID season. Kevin Durant sitting out games there when he was still on the Brooklyn Nets and the Phoenix Suns due to injuries. And now he'll finally get his opportunity. Chase Center can honor Kevin Durant. I hope fans get up on their feet, cheer on Kevin Durant. We talked about the two dagger shots that he hit over LeBron James to secure the 17 and 18 finals MVPs. Kevin Durant was a factor, as much as fans don't want to admit it, in his short amount of time here. leaving after the 2019 finals with the Toronto Raptors with that Achilles injury. Kevin Durant did so much for this organization, and now people are saying he robbed Steph of some potential finals MVPs, but hey, at the end of the day, Warriors have four titles. They're shooting for number five, and it's going to be a sight to see on Tuesday night. So if you're going to be out there at Chase Center, make sure to get on your feet. Cheer for Kevin Durant. Cheer for Chris Paul. We got to cheer for him now, too. He's a member of the Golden State Warriors, of course, and he has had a terrific preseason. You know, a couple of games there where some turnovers, a good amount of them, but in the most recent game where the Warriors sent Sacramento away home with a Steph Curry dagger three, we'll play that sound just in a bit, but Chris Paul came off the bench, actually, with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga, and Trayce Jackson Davis in the starting lineup. Steve Kerr has really tinkered with the lineup throughout preseason, and the first time Chris Paul coming off the bench, 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists. Chris Paul had the best game of preseason with the Warriors, arguably. 3 turnovers there, but he was a plus 9 for this Warriors offense, this Warriors team. And when he just drives to the lane, whether it's rejecting a screen, coming off of a screen, dribbling between his legs, and have crisp pocket passes to Trayce Jackson Davis, to Kevon Looney. I mean, Chris Paul, this offense just looks electric with their passing. It's that extra hockey pass, that skip pass. Hey, he'll kick it out to Trayce Jackson Davis and then kick it to the corner one more time for Klay. Swing pass across the court there to Steph Curry for an open three. The chemistry with this entire team is really well. And CP3 and Jonathan Kuminga, we talked about their connection there and working with each other during the offseason. Dario Saric also had his best game against the Kings. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 6 of 10 from the field. He was a factor there, of course, with the screens with Chris Paul, really having the chemistry between them two. Andrew Wiggins found his groove. 16 points, 7 of 10 from the field. We love to see that from two-way Wiggs. A lot of defensive mishaps and rotation issues here with the Warriors in this tune-up game against the Sacramento Kings. We love to talk about the turnovers, and the Warriors had a lot of those. 22 turnovers for the Warriors resulted in 20 points off turnovers for the Sacramento Kings. And the Warriors were down by 18 points. It was a struggle up until that fourth quarter where the Warriors exploded 40 points in the fourth quarter for Golden State, 26 for the Sacramento Kings, and 16 of those 40 came from Stephen Curry, and 3 of them came within the last 5 seconds. NBC Sports Bay Area and Bob Fitzgerald with Steph Curry's game-winning 3 over De'Aaron Fox.
Klay Thompson and Wiggins. Steph's got it. 8 seconds. The 3 to win the game. He hits it with 5.5. The Kings are out of timeouts.
De'Aaron Fox had a chance to answer right back. A fadeaway drifting 3 to his left from the left wing and airballed. The Warriors are 4-0 in preseason play thanks to that Stephen Curry dagger 3. 116 to 115 and 30 points for number 30 himself. 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 10 of 18 from the field, 8 of 12 from beyond the arc, and we love to see that from Stephen Curry. He looked amazing. He's starting to ramp things up. It was an overtime game, too, in that contest with the Warriors and the Kings the night before, a couple nights before. Jonathan Kuminga dropped 28 points that game, 6 rebounds, 13 of 17 from the free throw line. We love the aggressiveness there from JK, and we love that free throw percentage, only missing 4 of his 17 attempts. We know JK has been working on his shot, especially the three-point shot, the mid-range jumper, and of course, we love to see the free throw percentage come up. Jonathan Kuminga leading the NBA preseason in points per game, and until the last contest against the Sacramento Kings where Brandon Podziemski sat out, Podziemski led the NBA in preseason assists as well. But the story of this most recent contest was Trayce Jackson Davis. He looked like a veteran out there against Domantas Sabonis. And I don't know if that's Domantas Sabonis' play also helping out with that, being poor play-wise against a rookie. But if that's the rookie stepping up and securing a double-double with 13 points, 10 rebounds, 6 of 14 from the field, and how did this guy fall in the draft? A lot of people are asking, how did the Warriors steal this kid out of Indiana? He looks so good. He was, you know, in talks for Player of the Year, I remember, at one point in college. And it was just amazing to see TJD. We're going to call him that. If you can't say Trayce Jackson-Davis, we're going to refer to him as TJD throughout this entire season in his career with the Golden State Warriors. He was the 57th overall pick. We remember he dropped there late into the second round. And he was a two-time Big Ten all-defensive team member. A Big Ten freshman team was part of that. He was also a consensus first-team All-American last season. And he was also given the Karl Malone Award, which was the Power Forward of the Year in college basketball. And being on defensive teams there, you really saw what he did against Domantas Sabonis. He bullied Sabonis. He forced him into some difficult hook shots that Domantas could not nail. Sabonis only finished with 12 points and, hey, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. Almost had a triple-double, but 4 of 10 from the field. And in crucial late-game moments, Trayce Jackson-Davis knew how to cut to the basket. He knew how to attack. He had a couple dunks there late and was just found by teammates. He was like GP2 down there in those short corners, knowing when to roll and attack. When a defender lost him, he knew how to sneak down inside and just pour it on. I mean, Trayce Jackson-Davis really is a factor for this team. These two rookies that the Warriors drafted, and Podziemski and Trayce Jackson-Davis, they look like veteran players. They look like guys that can immediately make the roster, especially TJD. Brandon Podziemski might see some time down there in Santa Cruz with the Santa Cruz Warriors just because of how guard-heavy this Warriors team is. But TJD, well, I'd love to see what he does tonight if Steve Kerr plays him again. I mean, if he takes on Victor Wembanyama, it might be a different story. But coming off a performance like that, I want to see consistency, right? And the Warriors went, counting here, the Warriors went 10 deep in their most recent game, and they treated the game against the Kings like an actual game, right? Steve Kerr rested everyone when they were down by 18 points, but Mike Brown and the Kings, they still had all their starters out there. They were trying to pour it on, so Steve Kerr said, hey, let's put the starters back in. Let's see what they can do to try to come back. And I think it was like people that were at the game and the talks on Twitter were like, it felt like a preseason game, or excuse me, it did not feel like a preseason game. It felt like a playoff type of atmosphere where the Warriors fans, everyone was on their feet when it got down to the late minutes. It was a Curry Flurry type of run. It felt amazing to get Shea Center rocking like that. And again, 10 deep for the Golden State Warriors. I told you guys what the starting lineup was: Steph, Clay, Andrew, TJD, and Kuminga. And Saric, Paul, Corey Joseph, GP2, and Moses Moody off the bench. It was the first minutes of action that we saw from Corey Joseph. 9 minutes, didn't do too much. 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He did not score a single point. So we'll see if Joseph makes the roster. Well, yes, Corey Joseph is going to be on the roster. Excuse me. I was more saying that Rudy Gay, if we see him on this Golden State Warriors roster, he was a DNP, as well as Brandon Podziemski, Roddy McGruder, Lester Quinones. So we'll see if that's an indication of who's going to make the team for those final roster spots. Devontae Green was signed and immediately released within less than 24 hours or a one-day time frame. I don't know what the Warriors thinking there was, maybe of trying to retain him. Maybe he'll be a Santa Cruz Warriors player later on. But we got to talk about the elephant in the room, too. It's great to see all of these players, all these young rookies step up. But I think for this season, a lot of people are going to say that the key factor is going to be Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, 2 of 10 from the field, 5 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. And in the first game against Sacramento, he also struggled there, Klay, starting 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, 12 points in 17 minutes. You know, taking on the Lakers, you know, those box numbers didn't look too good either. I think that was probably his best game, that overtime win against the Sacramento Kings. For Klay, in the second contest down there against the LA Lakers. We take a look at his box numbers, 3 of 10 from the field, 8 points. And Klay, his mental aspect, you know, I think that contract might be affecting him and how he plays a little bit. We'll be lying if it didn't. And, you know, there was that report coming out of ESPN that the Warriors and Klay Thompson are nowhere near on a deal, a contract extension this offseason. Talks there from league sources saying that, hey, he most likely will be a free agent by the end of the year. Now, if you're the Golden State Warriors, if Klay's going to heat it up, if he's going to have a contract year, explosive type of season, you're going to have to pay up more for him.
But if Klay has a down type of season and you secure him later on, then you're going to benefit from those yearly totals, right? You might pay less for him per year each season. So if you're Joe Lacob and the Golden State Warriors and Mike Dunleavy, you're taking a gamble of signing Klay later, and you're kind of hoping he doesn't have productive numbers to get him on a cheaper contract. But if you're Klay, you want this deal done now so you don't have to think about it later in the season. But I think Klay understands it's a business, and when it gets done, it gets done. Similar to Steve Kerr, his contract has not been signed yet, and Steve Kerr isn't worried about the extension either. He says that if it gets done, it'll get done. And I think this is the mindset, especially with Klay Thompson, that he has to have in a championship type of season. You have this championship core that added CP3, and they're looking really good in preseason. Klay needs to step his game up, and I think it will make or break the Warriors' season this year, depending on Klay Thompson showing up. And others might argue that it's Andrew Wiggins. He missed significant time last season due to the injury and then due to those personal reasons that he came back from. And in the playoffs, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty decent. I'll say that he looked better than Klay Thompson. So I think Andrew Wiggins is going to bounce back and have that type of year where he's going to go up for those O boards. We saw what he did against the Boston Celtics. That's the type of Andrew Wiggins that we want. You combat that, and you have Jonathan Kuminga now, who is rebounding, is on full display this preseason, not only with the scoring that he's really worked on the rebounding this offseason, and you can tell that. The Warriors have guys that can rebound, and hey, there might be smaller when you look at the screen and say, who did they add, right? They added Dario Saric, though. And now Trayce Jackson-Davis, and if he can keep that consistency and he can be a player that Steve Kerr can rely on, the Warriors are much bigger up front. We know Kevon Looney and his size and the effort that he has on the O boards. Kevon Looney, 6'9", right? And you take a look at Dario Saric. He's a guy that came over from Phoenix, the three-pointer, the pick and pop. It was on full display this preseason. TJD is also 6'9", and Dario Saric, we look at his height, 6'10", so they're within an inch of each other, but the Warriors have significantly got better in that department, have gotten bigger in that department, and I think they can contend with the Los Angeles Lakers, as I said last episode. It's really going to be the question of contending with these bigger teams like Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and Giannis. The aggressiveness of these physical players, can the Warriors center position hold up to that? And I think that's a question that's going to be answered during the first couple of weeks of the regular season. We'll close it off with this. Sorry folks, we're having some audio issues here, so we got to cut this podcast short. What I would like to see tonight, if you're going to Chase Center too, by the way, I will be there. I will see Victor Wembanyama up close and personal taking on this Warriors team. What I'd like to see in this final preseason game, and Warriors fans, what do you want to see tonight? Tweet at me at HiBrandFlakes, or of course the podcast page at Dubs_strength. What do you want to see from this Warriors team heading into the final game tonight of preseason to make you feel good about the regular season? What do you want to see out of Klay Thompson tonight? Do you want to see an explosive game where he plays 25 to 30 minutes and get that shot back? Is it Brandon Pajemski and him coming back into the rotation tonight and seeing what he can bring and keep up the consistency with the assists? Is it still Chris Paul? Do you want him to be consistent with his assists and playmaking ability? Is it Steph Curry? Is it Andrew Wiggins? What do you need to see tonight to feel amazing in the first game of the regular season when they take on the Phoenix Suns? Because right away, you're going to be swinging with the big boys. You're going to have Bradley Beal, Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. That's going to be a tough test for game number one of the season. And I hope it's not going to be a type of game where the Warriors get blown out right away. We remember that happening a couple years back where it was James Wiseman's rookie year and the Warriors got blown out in the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, we know Klay Thompson was out that season, but let's have a strong showing opening night as well as closing out the regular season 5-0, undefeated. The vibes are back. You see the bench going crazy with the three-point celebrations from Steph Curry, Rudy Gay there, even Draymond Green. He was wearing his own Draymond Green show hat, and the vibes look immaculate for this team. The bench of youngsters and veterans mixed up together, this team is on a mission to win the NBA championship, but also they're on a mission to win the in-season NBA tournament, the first ever in-season NBA tournament. And we saw comments made by the owner Joe Lacob that he was told by Draymond Green and CP3 that they're all in it. They want to win this in-season tournament and also win the NBA championship step by step, brick by brick. The Warriors are building something special this season, and I know it's early in the preseason, but the chemistry is there, right? Jordan Poole exploded for 41 points with the Washington Wizards. We got to mention that. I mean, a lot of people on Dub Nation Twitter, they were saying, hey, the move is wrong. Look what Jordan Poole can do when he's given that offense. And reports have also came out, that report from The Athletic, that Jordan Poole and Draymond Green's relationship just could not be mended, that Steve Kerr encouraged Draymond Green to take Jordan Poole out to dinner and try to apologize, but that never happened. Jordan Poole was pulled aside after games with Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr can only coach and critique him after games and not in front of the team. After that whole situation with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, where Poole didn't pass the ball to Draymond Green and Green walked away or looked away, and Poole had to be, you know, coached to Steve Kerr, pulled aside, not necessarily during games, and told his mistakes, and the vibes just weren't there last season. That punch really changed everything, and now getting the details and diving into it, we really see how that can affect a team, right? That didn't have those veterans, that didn't have the elite starters, but also the elite bench that they do have this season. A Dario Saric and a CP3 can easily have stopped that, and, you know, a more mature lineup. Now Jordan Poole's doing his thing, and I think he's going to lead the league in scoring there with the Washington Wizards. But this is the team that the Warriors wanted, a good group of young guys and veterans that are rolling throughout the preseason, and I hope they can continue that into the regular season. Now, for tonight, Victor Wembanyama, we got to talk about him, a star player in the NBA, of course, the first overall pick for the San Antonio Spurs, overseas from France. I'm looking forward to his defensive capabilities, his just point guard passing skills as well, and his ability to just play, you know, with the ball in his hands and really be like a point guard. Maybe I'll see a one-legged three-pointer tonight. It is all to be seen tonight as the Golden State Warriors look to go undefeated in preseason at 5-0. At Shea Center tonight, tip off at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Warriors, Stephen Curry again coming off that dagger three. This game tonight is on NBA TV, not a local regional sports game here for NBC Sports Bay Area. So check out your local listings, and hopefully you can catch this one tonight at Shea Center, where they're going to be there in person or watching from your TV. As always, everyone, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Strength in Numbers. You can follow us on our podcast page at Dubs_Strength. Follow all the podcasts Warriors related under Rick Barry's House on Twitter. My podcast here, of course. You got Rick Barry's podcast, where he'll hop on every so often. And of course, Size Corner, our other guy, Cyrus Saatz, is covering the Warriors. He covers another network with Warriors based stuff. You can follow him there as well. But hey, folks, that's all the time we got for this episode. Thanks for bearing with us with the audio issues that we're having. We're trying to figure this out, and hopefully next week get all of this sorted out to have a longer episode. But I appreciate the support once again, it's good to be back on the mic talking Golden State Warriors basketball. And the next time I talk to you all, hopefully we are 1-0 against the Phoenix Suns and the regular season gets started. As always, folks, until next time, go Warriors! This show is presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.